what's going down, y'all. Come to worst, my peoples come first. You know when worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples that's come bad, first. Bad. It's a download here on WGN, and it is Tuesday night, so it is time for the worst. Very excited tonight to welcome back Kelsey Huff. Kelsey, good to see you. How are you?
You too. Hello.
All right. So Kelsey, of course, a stand-up comedian and the leader of the Cates, the ensemble here in Chicago. They got a show coming up on the 27th in Lincoln Square at the Bookseller. Then they've also got a show on the 1st at the Laugh Factory, and they're doing a special show with Koval Distilleries on the 16th. Where's that at?
Yes, it's in Ravenswood. It's at their distillery. Yeah, so we're doing jokes around just barrels of whiskey. Nothing could go wrong.
That sounds like a dream come true, right?
Yeah, right.
Thecates.org, you can check that out. Of course, The Worst is a game show where we ask you to call in or text in the worst things about our society for prizes. And we have plenty of prizes tonight. Sweet Alley's Bakery Fall Sampler Pack. Ooh. We've got Pequod's Pizza. We've got a MyPillow. And we've got all great stuff to talk about. Already people are texting in.
There's
two things happening here, Pete. There's the worst, and then there's also the Kaufman Stalker, the Gawker Stalker redo for Chicago is playing well. 708 said, I just saw Tom Skilling at the Jimmy John's.
Classic. Classic Skilling, you guys.
I just saw J.B. Pritzker enter Hall at the Moon. Alone, he's got a bouquet of cherry blossom flowers and just ordered a spinach juice.
Very so specific.
Very specific. So good. 708. I just saw Tammy Duckworth at a Denny's. And then I think the Bo Jackson one at the Speedway was real, because the follow up text was he's got a house nearby in Burr Ridge, which you know makes it very specific.
Yeah. So,
anyway. We've got that, and we have the worst. 312-981-7200. Again, 312-981-7200. You tell us what's the worst thing about your life, the worst thing that happens to you. Guess what? You can get a pizza.
This is better than therapy, because there's pizza at the end.
I always find therapy works when you get pizza.
For sure. Right. Anything after. With, like, where at the end you just cry and there's dairy there, that's my favorite. That's not the worst. That's the best is what that is.
That's the best. All right, let's start tonight like we start every night with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, what do you got
Yay,
tonight?
Pete.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When someone nominates you for a Facebook thing to play a game, you know, like, I nominate Pete to post six pictures of his wife or whatever. Like, no, I hate that.
That's the worst.
Yeah, and they just tag you.
Yeah.
And so there's no real, like, you can't say yes or no. You just get thrown into it. That was a big thing with the bucket, the ice bucket challenge.
And there's, like, one that's going around, like, post one album cover and don't say anything about it and then tag six other people.
No.
No. Why would I do that?
Have you ever done that? Kelsey,
I haven't. I'm a hard believer of a lot of rejection on Facebook. I don't like getting poked. I don't like crushing candy. I don't like farming. Don't invite me to do anything, because it's going to be a hard pass.
I'm a little bit different. Well, I'm the same that way, but I'm a like a hardcore liker. Like yeah. I'm friend. I like everything. You know, I have no. I just do. I like. Oh yeah, I like it. I like it. So I'm participating. So right, I think people right. think that. I want to participate more than just doing a like.
There's not a day that goes by that something doesn't pop up that said, Pete Zimmerman's interested in this event.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I care what Pete Zimmerman's interested in? So you're definitely a guy who likes to say you're interested in things.
Yeah, because I am interested. I don't go, but I'm interested in it.
You take it very literal.
Yeah.
I love it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, Kelsey, what do you got? What's
you know,
the worst?
This just happened to me, top of brain. And this might be a little too specific, so I might lose everybody right off the top, right? But I hate, it's the worst. Like, you're making a Sammy. That's mm-hmm. what I call sandwiches because okay. I'm a jerk. A lot of people hate that. That's the worst, right? But I hate when you either get the ketchup, the mustard, whatever you prefer, and there's that, like, clear goo that comes out. You don't
so
shake
good.
It
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
And
mustard,
Oh, it squirts. It makes the bread soggy. It leaks everywhere. I always get it splattered on my shirt. Everyone thinks I have a child, but it's just me not knowing how to eat. It happens every time. You'd think I would learn.
You'd learn.
So sandwich squirts, I hate it.
But I always feel like even if you recognize that the squirt's going to happen, it happens anyway.
I love that sentence, yeah. Number one.
It's like you go, and you're like, okay, I think I've gotten rid of it, and you do it, and it still comes out.
It's still, like, yeah. I feel like there is some kind of evil wizardry. I'm going to blame it on wizardry. What is there like a phrase for that? I mean, I love that you're calling it sandwich squirts or whatever you're calling it.
Yeah, I think everyone universally knows it as sandwich squirts.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that we got it.
Is Webster Dictionary listening?
That'll be the special drink at Open Swim.
Open Swim keeps getting worse.
Keeps getting worse. Keeps getting best. It's the best. 773 said, I just saw R. Kelly at the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Oh, man.
Just hanging out. I think they're joking.
They're joking. Yeah. I hope he's not in the bathroom.
Maybe.
Let's not make these jokes.
Maybe they're joking. There's truth in comedy.
What happens if this comes full circle and people say they're seeing you places?
Right.
Have you heard about that? I mean, are you afraid?
Well, where are they
going to
see me? They're going to see me either at the Dunkin' Donuts, like across the way.
Yeah.
They're going to see me once in a while. I'll go to the corner bakery right before they close.
What?
Right over
wild
here.
Man.
They are not happy with me.
No.
They see me coming and they're like, come on, man. We put the salad away.
Yeah. They flip the tables. They got the mop out and they're like, oh, Justin.
And I'm like,
guy.
Yeah, but I figured out your game. You're open till 7 o'clock. I figured it out.
You just said it on the radio. Yeah. Now they for sure hate you.
Now, yeah, right. Yeah. That and maybe you can catch me at the Target. So I feel like I'm at the Target every day.
Yeah.
There's one thing that's missing every day and I'm at the Target.
Sure. It's a hot shopping list.
It's a real hot shopping list. Real hot.
You know what else is the worst? Speaking of, I don't know if this happens to you, but I get triggered sometimes at Target and the back to school sales.
Yeah.
Because I was a hefty kid and I do not like trying on pants. I assume someone's going to make me try on pants anytime I go to Target. It freaks me out, man. Whoa, I just old man wheezed. Did you hear
that's
that?
That's so good. Oh. It's so true, though. I feel bad because my son, whenever we go, that's kind of the running joke. Whenever he's like kind of like moping or whatever, we'll start to mess with him going, hey, you want to stop by the store? We'll just try on some pants. He's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, we're joking. Like, come on.
I get it, man.
Yeah, trying
I get
on pants.
It. That trauma's real.
That
Were you someone who
I was a very skinny kid.
What a bragger,
yeah,
this guy.
I didn't want to bring it up. I was waiting for the right time to bring it up, but I was a very skinny kid. Like, I was underweight.
You were underweight.
So it caused problems. I didn't really start to get my dad bod until I was like 15.
Gotcha.
You know, so up to 15, it was like, look at this skinny kid. Then it was like, what is this shape?
Yeah. So like overnight, you were like skinny kid and then dad bod.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I went right to the no brand sweatshirts.
Sure.
And the pleated khakis like at 16. I'm like, that's what I'm doing.
More right. Pleats, please.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Kevin, what's the worst?
The worst thing is like when you go to a family party anniversary or something and you see one of your older aunts and you ask her how she's doing and you have to sit down for the 20-minute spiel about her lumbago and her colitis and her hemorrhoids and the whole story.
Yeah, that conversation dries up after about a minute, doesn't it? You're just like, yep, this was a lot of fun, Graham. Aunt.
Yeah. Oh, man. I like to ask more specific questions about the hemorrhoid. You got to flip it on them, Kevin. You got to flip it on them.
Yeah. A couple of follow-ups and they'll get sick of their own story and they'll keep it quiet. That was great. Thanks, Kevin. All right. Yep. All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's the worst?
Man, the worst is basically I have two friends on Facebook that basically they're diametrically opposed on like politically, but every time I try to post anything innocuous, they're the ones who want to post like their thesis paper on what
they
going
bring it back
on
to. They always bring it back to Trump, don't they?
But, I mean, it doesn't matter what I post. It could be like just a picture of Harambe, like a little funny meme. Oh man, don't you know this is like you know, inequality in the hood? I'm like, wait a minute, man. I was just trying to be funny, and I'm like. Ryan Lochte was a jerk. Well, what about Raymond Simone? I'm like, well, I don't know all about all this other stuff. I just wanted to say Ryan Lochte was an idiot. Next thing you know, it just goes on to an entire rant.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't understand about like white privilege. I didn't know.
Mike, you got to take this to stage, man. That's hilarious. Mike, thank you. That was awesome. All right. That was good stuff. And Mike is totally right. His two friends are ruining the internet. I see them everywhere. If
I love that it's just Mike's friends. Mike's nobody
friends.
Else.
From here on out, every time I read any newspaper article in the comments on Facebook, I would be like, Mike's friends, knock it off.
Come on, Mike's friends. Come on.
Mike's, come on, Mike's friends. All right, we'll take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Kelsey Huff, stay with us.
What's going down, y'all?
It's a download here on WGN Radio. Justin Kaufman, Kelsey Huff in studio with me, along with Pete Zimmerman. It's the worst. It's Tuesday night where we complain about all the worst things in society for prizes, for treats, for Bakery Fall sampler packs, Pequod pizzas, and a pillow.
That's a good reason to complain.
And I have to say, early on, I think Mike's call about his Facebook friends is a leader. That's pretty good. That's a good way to start. Those guys, Mike's friends. They're Jags.
Yeah, big time.
But I've seen them all over the internet. Like, they're everywhere. So
how do they multiply? They're just two. They're always at work.
It's two guys.
Two guys.
Just any John Cass column on the Tribune that's put on Facebook, there's Mike's friends. Just
really lighten up that comment section, you know?
All right, here we go. Let's see what they got. All right. I'm going to skip that one. I love it. It's like, you know, you go right to the text and go, oh, a new one. Might be a little too much.
It's a cross and a line. Ooh.
Okay. The chili, this is the person's name, 773. When you've ordered a small-sized appetizer at a restaurant 1 week, then you come back a week later and order a large size, but you know they're the exact same, but it just costs more. Ooh, that's bad. Yeah, getting any sort of restaurant ripoffs.
Yeah, well, I feel that was a hardcore chili reference there. Yeah, right. That guy hates chilies.
It might be chilies, right?
Yeah, I love you. Like, oh, this guy's name is Chili's. Or it could be the restaurant, Justin.
It could be true. I missed that.
You're like, oh, I love this person's name, Applebee's. What a unique name. Oh, man, you know who's the worst? Me. I get invited on the show and I just rip into you. What's my problem?
No, I like it. I like it. I got to be kept on my toes. No. This is not amateur hour.
No, you got super fans waving in the windows. I don't want them to get mad.
All right, 815, the worst is when the pizza sauce and mozzarella cheese sticks Got it. Let me do it again. I'm so sorry. The worst is when the pizza sauce and mozzarella cheese sticks to the roof of your mouth and smokes it, and you get a blister.
Ooh, yeah. Oof. I had a story in middle school. People would dare me to do anything with food, and I was like, I'm game. Because I'm, you know.
You're like, 1 second, I got to try on pants. Let me do the pants,
no!
And then I will. Then
Justin, don't bring up the pants. But yeah, you know those, what are those things where they're like potato skins, right? With melted cheese and all that stuff. Yeah. And it's like, Kelsey, you just dare you to just shove it in your mouth. And I was like, I got this. Totally hot. The whole roof. It's you can feel it happening.
I know.
You know?
That's hard, man.
You can
feel it
separate. Oh! But you know what? That was worth it. I got a whole dollar.
You did.
It was worth it.
2-6-2, the worst is West Coast start times for Cubs games. Yeah. I don't think that's the worst because I think that's awesome that at 9 o'clock a new game starts.
Yeah.
Is it the worst because you're like, I got to go to bed? Well, you know what? This is a time that you can rally against society. And the life that you live and stay up an extra hour to watch your favorite baseball team.
I love that. That's a revolution
right
on your couch.
Yeah, revolution. Baseball starts with baseball. Starts with West Coast games. Yeah. All right. 630 says, the worst is construction zone speed limits when there's nobody working. There was a sign saying no construction going on during the holiday weekend, but I still got a $375 ticket for doing the regular posted speed limit and not the construction zone speed limit. Ouch.
Yowzers.
That's a lot of ticket.
Yeah.
They actually do that? I would think that they would just like warn you. I didn't even think that was a real thing.
I don't think anyone on the highway thinks it's a real thing. No. I've been on that highway. That's insane.
That's insane.
$375?
$375.
Zowie.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy should get a pizza or girl just because she can't or he can't afford to eat food.
We will give you the pizza gift card and you give it to the police officer and see if it gets you out of the ticket.
Oh, you're talking about a bribing situation.
I might have a bakery sampler.
Excuse me, Judge. Have you heard of Pequod's?
Like, maybe something to get into. All right. Let's keep going. 815. The worst is when you're the last one out of the office and you have to call the boss back because you locked your car keys in the office.
Ooh. Is that you?
No, but that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Except for, you know, you could prove that you were working late.
Yeah.
That's a bonus.
Depends how far the boss has to come back. And you couldn't get, like, another, like, employee? You got to call the boss?
And, I mean, I'm in those situations where I'm like, I make the wrong call all the time, and I'm like, I'm just going to spend the night. I'll just brush my teeth. No,
you know
I won't.
I'm just going to sleep right
anyone.
Here in the foyer.
Yeah.
It's not
like, I have deodorant in my bag. Right. We're fine.
We're fine. And then when they show up and you're getting sort of, you know, waking up, you can be like, I got here early because I wanted to get a jump on the day.
Yeah, really work that to your advantage.
There's a lot going on there. 630, the worst is prepaying cash for your gasoline at a convenience store. And then the clerk strikes up a conversation with you, done talking, and you leave and you forget to pump the gas.
Oh, no. That's the friendliest con of all time.
Do you think that was? Do you think that the gas station guy's
a con?
You're
like, you know what?
It's like distract him. It's taught in training. Like it's a shelled gas station training exercise.
Be as friendly. They'll just forget.
If you just ask them about their day, ask them about their shoes.
Oh, that's a good one. I could talk about my shoes for days.
Yeah, and say, hey, have a great night. Get home as fast as you can.
No. Enjoy that gas. You for sure pumped. No, that's too much. That's too much. I crossed over.
Freeze. That's too much. No. You've gone too
far. Back to the role playing. All right. Sheldon, what did we talk about?
Sheldon
works at Shell. That's not a great name. Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever left anything behind? I mean, not
last week. There was good ones. I think it was last week we were talking about the idea of gas stations where you have to go, like, pay the cat. Where was it? Last week we were talking about that.
Yeah, it's like I had to pay for gas, and like the thing wasn't working. Like outside, you have to go in and like pay inside the convenience store, and that's always
the
trouble.
Yep. That's the worst because there's one guy just standing there. Yep. And you're like, what do you do? You're just standing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is the worst because then I'm always like, I guess I gotta get this Twix. I for sure have to buy this king size Twix. You know? The Twix gets you.
The worst, 708 says the worst is reaching to answer your cell phone and realize that the ring is coming from the TV show you're watching.
Oh, that's the worst. It's classic. I love it.
And then you're just depressed because no one's calling you. You're like, oh, that was on Scandal.
Yeah. Mm. Why are they always calling Scandal and not me? I think it's great when that's happened to me on the phone. So I'm watching something on the phone. Right? I'm watching something as I'm on the phone. The phone rings and oh my gosh, I messed that up. What I'm trying to say is sometimes I'm on the phone, something rings and I'm like, I better answer my phone. And you're like, Huff, you're on the phone already. I'm a multitasker. What can I say?
You call yourself by your last name?
I do. I'm always like, Huff, get it together. Huff. I'm always Coach Peterson in my head from middle school. She didn't make me try any pants. I could wear shorts.
You get a lot going on from like the middle school time.
I have been traumatized and I have not really fully formed.
It's good for comedy, right? I mean, that's a good thing.
Bad for life,
but you're in the right discipline that you're mining it for comedy.
That is true.
Potato skin dares and trying on pants at Target.
Thank you. This is great. It does make me feel better about my choices.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to
Susan. Where's your trauma? I'm just kidding.
That's a whole different segment, Kelsey. All right. Susan, what's the worst, Susan?
The worst is I'm a ceramics teacher, and I threw my keys inside my apron at work, which is on the other side of the city from where I live, went grocery shopping, got all the way home in the middle of the winter, and realized I had no keys to get in the house.
What'd you do? Did you just go back and get it?
Yeah, I took a cab back, and the guy felt so bad for me that he took me back round trip for one fee.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
So that's not the worst that you got at kind of a two-for-one deal there.
You found the beauty of humanity in your lost
Susan,
keys.
Susan, you may have lost your keys, but you got a friend.
And I never did it again.
You never did it again. That's right. Thanks, Susan. That's
Thank
good.
Thank you.
When she said ceramic, I thought that was going to turn in a different.
Me
I thought
too.
Someone was going to get
so
burned
specific,
alive.
I'm like, she's going to drop her keys in the ceramic.
Right.
Stuff.
I for sure thought that was going to end in cremation of some kind.
All right. Well, you're going to get an update on tonight's news from Rob Martier. We'll come back with the worst. We got many more texts and calls to get through. 312-981-7200. Kelsey Huff, Pete Zimmerman, myself, Justin Kaufman. Stay with us.
Come the worst, my people's come first.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman playing the worst with Kelsey Huff, stand-up comedian here in Chicago. Good to see you, Kelsey.
Good to see you.
Kelsey is going to be as part of the Kate's Ensemble. She'll be on stage at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square on the 27th. That's Monday, right?
Saturday
the 27th. My dates are not my thing. They're not
Listen,
my thing.
You're a local celebrity. You don't have to know dates.
That's right.
You don't know times.
I'm not a local celebrity. Being in the studio in the fishbowl, I'm essentially Chicago's greeter. I'm good at waving at all the people that walk by.
I'm sort of upset that the people in the world listening to your voice can't see your waving skills.
I'm very good. I have a bunch of different ones. Watch this one. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready. What do we call it?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got one over
here. Oh, you got a point wave. That was pretty great.
Wave. You got to do a point wave. Yep. Same. Yep. Point wave is where you do with the dudes.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like a rapid fire.
Yeah.
You're like wave, point, wave, nod, point, wave, point. Wow.
You can also see Kelsey at the Laugh Factory on September 1st, as well as at the 16th. She's going to be at the Koval Distillery doing a special show at the distillery in Ravenswood. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's kick it back up with Lou. Lou, what's the worst?
I think that the worst is for everybody. You go into a public bathroom that has those automatic toilet seat flushers that operate by an electric eye, and you cover the toilet seat very carefully with toilet paper or with the paper cover if they provide them. You turn around and sit down, and the toilet flushes and sucks everything down. And that's happened to everybody.
That is a good one. Oh. I'm not a huge fan of the toilet humor on the worst, but that one is very specific, and I like it. I thank you for that, Lou.
I like that he really broke it down step by step.
Yeah, that does happen, man.
It's happened to everybody.
It's happened to everybody. Both sexes. Good job, Lou. Thank you. All right, there you go. Let's see. 773 says, going into Target to get a specific item, then as you're driving out of the parking lot, you realize that the item is not one of the 15 that you actually bought.
Yeah, that's the worst for sure.
That is the worst.
You get distracted by all that sale, you know, Lysol disinfectants.
To me, it's the knockoff Cubs and Sox merchandise.
I can't get enough of that stuff.
I can't say no. Like, oh, that's a cool hat.
Yeah.
It's kind of off-brand, but I'll take it.
What's this sort of weird melted beanie? I'm definitely going to get that.
Light bulbs, too, always get me. Do we have enough light bulbs? Those are expensive now.
They are.
They went all LED, and it's like an all environmental, and they jacked that price up like 300%.
And they're all like crazy art sculpture mazes. I was like, whoa. Edison, what happened here?
I'm all for saving the environment.
Sure.
You got to let me know when you're jacking up the price on light bulbs, right?
I'm all for saving the environment at a price.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the compromise. You don't just jack that up 300% and not tell people.
Yeah. Did you not realize until you got to the register?
Yeah, no. When I was there, I was just like, and then it really tests your mettle because you're like, okay, you know, what if I just went with one of these old guys? Because you know what, these old guys are fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only like $2 as opposed to the $9 one.
It is a test of character.
It really is. It really
did
is.
You pass or did you fail?
Let's keep going with the game.
Answer to that one, America.
312.
I thought you were gonna give another wave. I got real excited. Did you hear my breath?
I'm waving to all the texters right now.
Okay, gotcha.
312-981-7200. All right.
I know this
is 650. The worst is when you go into a gas station bathroom.
Okay.
In a hurry, you lift up the lid, and instead of seeing a porcelain bowl, you see a black hole, a bottomless pit. It's one of those waterless, ecologically friendly toilets.
That was poetic a little bit, right?
Yeah. First time I looked down one of those, I thought I saw China. That's how deep they were. That's what the person says.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
that's a deep toilet.
That's a deep toilet.
Deep thoughts, deep toilet.
773.
What if people are using
The worst is can't find your phone at home. Your battery's almost dead. You turn the ringer down low. You have to sit quietly to wait for the barely audible beep to try and find it. Oh, that's such a good, that's a good one because it just paints a picture of like just desperation.
Desperation, exactly.
You just hear beep.
That's the worst game of hide and seek when you're playing with your phone.
What's your phone?
Phone always wins.
847. Okay, we'll skip that one. Jumping on the Sammy train. Oh, Sammy.
Oh, yeah.
815. Good job using the same Kelsey Huff language here. When you get an awesome sub with some mayo on it and you take the first two bites and the meat and cheese shoots out of the butt end and you're forced to take a bite of just meat and cheese with no bread. Not good.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's like that slimy meat cheese kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
I still eat it, though. I still think it's delicious, I got to say. I'm like, that's the worst. Wait a second. It's pretty good.
All right.
I.
It's 214. I always have to read through these because I don't want to start reading them.
Sure.
Because there's a ton here. And then be like halfway through and it's just a bad bathroom joke.
Right.
That's usually what I
That's what
try.
We do off
that's,
the air.
Yeah, that's what we 214 says, the worst is when you're talking to someone across the table and then out of the blue, boom, you get nailed with one of their teeny tiny rogue spits. And then it gets really weird. Do you say something or do you just ignore it?
If it just sits there, the worst is when you can also see it. You know, it's like on a high cheek area and it's just in the peripheral, but I always wipe it. My philosophy is call it out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like Marshall Mathers in that way.
You really are.
I really
You're
am.
The Marshall Mathers of
spit.
Spit.
Do you so call good. It out or do you play it cool?
Yeah, it depends. I don't think I've been in that situation. Like if it hit me,
mm-hmm.
I'd wipe it off.
You'd wipe it off.
I don't think I'd call it out and be like, what's up with that spit? But I definitely wipe it off.
Take a second and dehydrate yourself.
I mean, it's the same kind of thing like when someone's got food on their face or in their teeth
mm-hmm.
and you're not that tight with them.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, I'm a not tell. If I don't know you that much.
I'm going to call it out on the spit and a not tell on the teeth.
Well, because it's on my face and I want it off my face. I don't want that sinking into my pores.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But now, are you somebody, if you don't know somebody, you'll tell them?
I mean,
it is more polite. I think I would love to be as brave and courageous as you.
I will. Most of the time. There's probably a power status to it if it's someone who.
Look at your honesty over here.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's someone that may be someone who would lose status by having something in their teeth, like a boss or, you know, a guest in the situation, I doubt I'm going to be like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
Got something right there.
What'd you eat?
What's going on with your teeth, bro? You know, I wouldn't do that. But I think most of the time, if I'm at least an acquaintance level, I'll say something.
I think you always should say something because I think the people would appreciate it. I think I would always appreciate if I've had things in my teeth. You know, like at 6 o'clock, I notice when I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands. I'm like, I got a big spinach chunk in my teeth. I'm like, I've had that since lunch.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
I've seen 100 people.
Probably about a month or two ago at 11 o'clock, we were done with the show. I went into the bathroom. I washed my hands, look up, and there was a piece of spinach on one of my teeth. I'm like, I had 9 guests.
No one said
nobody
anything.
Nobody said anything. Mm. Nobody all night. And I'm like, man.
I mean, I think if I would have noticed, I would have said something. I want to protect, you know, the host.
Well, you know, when I talk, I don't show my teeth.
Plus, you got that big microphone in front of your face.
Yeah, you can't see.
I can't even see.
I just
think you have one eye. I have no idea. But I think you guys are right. I just feel like there's something within me in which I don't. But I do think it's the courageous choice. I really do.
I went one whole day with the 30 with my weight and the 34-30 thing on my jeans, the long plastic thing that was like on the side of your jeans. It's like
that happens to me. Yeah, the new, when you buy it new and there's a sticker. Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're buying new pants?
I don't try them on. I just buy them and go.
You've gotten rid of the trauma by just not trying them on.
I just don't try them on. And if I have to return them, fine.
Fine, deal with it.
Deal with it.
773, the worst is when people that don't know your name seek your attention by poking you in the arm with their long bony fingers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very specific.
I know. That's some sort of witch out to get you, I feel like.
Right there.
Yeah. You know what I hate when people... Oh, the worst when people call you out and they're like, "Hey, you remember me? You remember me? You remember my name?"
Oh yeah.
And you don't?
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's so bad. Like, there's an unwritten rule.
Yeah,
we call each other buddy.
Agreed.
Like,
buddy,
give it up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got it.
No,
got
I'm with you. I mean, it becomes harder and harder in my and you know if we could take a second to
talk about your
talk
celebrity
about my difficulties as a talk show host. No, I mean the worst for me. Is that you really do spend specific amount of time with somebody, 15, 20 minutes, and you prep for it and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like maybe a year later. You know, those are the ones where it's 2-3 years later and someone runs in like, yeah, I was on your show. And I'm like, Oh, man, you're going to have to help. But the minute they say who they are and what they've done, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got it. But it's like there's so many people that come through. It's sometimes difficult.
Yeah, and I think that it has to be, I don't know, one of those unwritten rules in the world. Of like, I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be callous.
As a comedian, you probably get that all the time.
Yeah,
people, because they know you, because you say your name, you're up on stage, right. You're entertained. They came to see Kelsey Huff. So when you come off stage, people are like, hey, it's me. And you're like, hey, man, come on, man.
Yeah. And plus, I'm in a dark room. I can't see your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of you are drunk. You don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, ah. But I always have this weird thing. It's going to get me in trouble one day because it could be just crazy strangers. I pretend I recognize everybody. I'm like, you're my best friend. And I'm like, oh no, I'm going to get in trouble.
All right. 847 says, you know what's the worst? Children singing.
Oh my God.
Anything.
From Satan.
That's great. That's a
Pequod's
that
potential?
Might be a Pequod's. That's really good. Children
what you,
singing.
What
That's
you
great. I love it.
Children
you know, this person, 847, has an understanding of what we like on the worst. When you can get your worst into two words, you're in, man. That's great.
That is the Ernest Hemingway of the worst right there. I wonder if they mean, I guess they say like anything. They don't mean like The Omen where it's like children choir?
I just children singing. I mean, I'm down with that.
I love it. You're like agreed.
269 says the worst is when you get on the highway for an hour for a long drive to work to Michigan, from Michigan to Indiana, and you realize your coffee's at home sitting on the kitchen counter.
Ooh,
yeah, that is bad.
That's bad.
The worst, this is after 10 o'clock, so we can read this one. 312, the worst is when you and your husband try to sneak in a quickie before dinner. Oh.
Wow.
Then within seconds, you realize you've been cutting up hot peppers while cooking.
Oh, no.
Our quickie ended with me sitting on a tub of cold water.
Whoa, that is a spicy spice.
That's a spicy story.
Yeah.
Spicy story. Wow.
Woo.
Wow.
Yowzers.
That's a, yeah, okay.
What a delicious treat.
Yeah, at first. Now you're like, that's not delicious at all.
Well, here's the worst thing. What if that was all of a sudden you liked it too much and that was your thing now?
Yeah.
Then you'd be
like
in real
you're addicted
trouble.
To it? Oh, so spicy. So spicy. My body can't handle
it,
but it's so spicy. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's the worst, Chris?
Hey, Dustin, how's it going?
Good, man. How about you?
Oh, the worst is stopping to grab a sandwich or a burger on the way to work, and then when you get to work, you open it up, and you tell them no tomato, and there's tomatoes all over it.
Oh.
That happens to me every single time that I am in charge. And I'm in charge of getting my wife's sandwich. Happens every time. Like, she'll say, no onions, no pickles. I'll get there and be like, no onions, no pickles. And then they get something like, there's onions and pickles on this. I'm like, it's not my fault.
I did
my job.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Right. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have some winners. Let's do some winners.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do champions.
The worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. You know the deal.
It's a download. It's the worst. 312-981-7200. Kelsey Huff is here. We are just about ready to give our three prizes away tonight. All right, let's go to what we just got. 312, picking up on what I like. The worst are purse poodles.
Purse poodles.
So what is that? That's like a...
A little teeny dog, an accessory dog.
Oh, yeah, or an actual dog. I thought that was like a type of purse. The poodle purse.
It's the poodle. I love that you looked at me like, you know fashion. Like, Kelsey, look at my top on. Do I look like I know fashion?
We're going to stick around for another hour and just do fashion tips.
We are doomed. I don't like pants and I don't brush my hair. That's it.
We're learning so much about you.
Highlights on Fleek or something? I don't know.
It's all on Fleek.
All right. Poodle purse, that's a good one.
312, the worst is when you pull out your stove or fridge and you see schmutz that's been there for 20 years. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
I just realized that there was a tray under the fridge like a couple weeks ago. I'm way too old.
I had the worst thing happen. I've talked about it on the show. I will keep it quick. Where we pulled out the washer to get behind there because we wanted to see what the measurements were. And it broke the hose off the back. And so water just started spraying everywhere. And because it was such a, you know, like condo kind of closet that they just shoved these washers and dryers in. There's no wiggle room. You can't get to the water.
There, no.
So by the time we got it, the time we shut the water off in the house, it like ruined the ceiling below the whole bit.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, yeah, when I hear schmutz, I'm like, you'd be thankful for schmutz.
Yeah, you got a floor,
yeah,
all right?
You got a floor. You're doing okay. You have to deal with a contractor that doesn't call you back.
Oh,
it's all good.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's see. I had one more here I wanted to get to. The worst is watching an episode of Walking Dead from 2011.
Oh.
Could be.
Yeah. It's 2011, this guy.
It's very specific.
You know, I are you a Walking Dead person? Are you
not. Should I be?
I hear that it gets very, very much better. I could not get over the hump. The Walking Dead hump, I believe they call it.
You Walking Dead guy?
I am, but this is kind of in the old TV realm, though. The worse than that is people that are still wearing their Breaking Bad merchandise. I'm like, come on, Heisenberg. I mean, it was like five years ago. Right. Like, get a new shirt, get a new show, get a new shirt.
Yeah. The worst for a while I forgot what station it was. They were running reruns of Lost. But you would just pick it up and halfway, and you didn't know what season you were or anywhere in the store. And if you remember that show, you had to really pay attention.
Yeah. Really pay attention.
I don't know. What is happening?
What's
I have no
a hatch?
Idea.
What is a hatch?
Where's the plane?
Yeah.
What happened? I thought they were shipwrecked. What happened to this thing?
Oh, man.
How are they back on land? This isn't even, or whatever.
Okay. That's how I felt. Yeah, we don't have to get into Lost because people get upset.
I will always be on the side that I thought the finale was great.
Yeah.
And someone called it out. Robin Amer, who's the editor at The Reader now, called it out. She said, this tells me that you are a hopeless romantic, that you you're really into that style, because they were like harsh and they were just like, this is the worst TV in the history of history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I think Andrew Gill, my friend Andrew at the other shop, he still doesn't talk to me from the fight we had over the end of Lost.
Yeah, I think friendships were lost over Lost. Double Lost.
I loved
lost.
It. I thought it was great.
So I love it. That's a positive way to think about it. You believe in hope and romance.
I knew how it was going to end, and I'm glad they got there.
Yeah.
And you know what? I shed a couple tears along the way. They played some cool adult contemporary music right towards the end.
You're like, wow, this is like I'm at my dentist. This is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember the name of the band that they had, but the guy who sits down at the piano and he's bald guy.
I think that's Elton John. Look at the neck action. Oh, is it Creed? I think everyone's Creed.
It's not Creed, but it's close to Creed.
Yeah,
all right.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, that guy.
Right. Is that Ezra Better Than?
It's close to, yeah, it's like that. It's like that.
By the way, it's Ezra Better Than.
than Ezra, right. All right, one more. 312. The worst is when you get a coupon for an expensive place that you love and it expires in like half a year. And remember, you have it. It's like a day past the expiration.
Yeah, that stinks for sure.
All right, 312-981-7200. Although we are done, let's wrap it up here. Okay, so third place, you're going to get a MyPillow. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. Number two, you're going to get Pequod's Pizza gift card featuring world-famous pizza with a signature caramelized cheese crust. Visit them in Chicago or Morton Grove or online at PequodsPizza.com. In first place, Sweet Alley's Bakery Fall Sampler Pack. Enjoy a variety of sweet and savory treats from Chicagoland's only dedicated and certified gluten-free bakery. Visit Sweet Alley's Bakeries in Hinsdale and Glenview for food you love that's also gluten-free. All right, you ready? Third place tonight. 847. You know what's the worst? Children singing.
Yes. We like a good jerk.
That's the...
Get off my lawn with your singing and your happiness.
All right. Number two for the Pequod's Pizza gift card. The worst is when you and your husband try to sneak in a quickie before dinner. Then within seconds, you realize he's been cutting up hot peppers while cooking. Our quickie ended with me sitting on a tub of cold water. So specific and descriptive. Ouch.
Oh, that's a spicy night.
That's worth a pizza. Hey, maybe skip the peppers on the pizza.
Yeah.
All right. And first place tonight goes from Mike. Mike. You are going to get the Sweet Alley's sampler platter, I guess it was a sampler pack, because you told us about your two friends that are ruining the internet.
Yep.
Mike, you there?
I'm here. I'm hoping that my friends don't go get political when I post that, hey, I want something from WGN.
They're gonna.
Gluten-free is blah, blah, blah.
You know,
something about the liberals or Hillary's email.
Hillary's to blame for this free pack you got. no.
Mike, thanks for playing, man, and thanks for being number one. Thanks to everybody tonight that played the worst. Kelsey Huff, you're going to be at the Laugh Factory on September 1st. You'll also be this Saturday at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square, and then you're doing the Koval's Distillery. You can find it all at thekates.org. Kelsey, great to see you. Thanks
Good
for playing.
To see you.